You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now with the history of the winged warriors, who were the greatest weapon against the great armies of the Ottoman Turks.
During the spring and summer of 1683, all of Christian Europe was in danger of being overrun by the great armies of the Ottoman Turks. It was not the first desperate attack by Muslims. The earliest, in 1732, culminated in the Battle of Tours. The Ottomans seriously contested Central and Eastern Europe in the 1520s under the leadership of Suleiman the Magnificent. His siege of Vienna failed and set off a long-standing feud between the Turks and the Habsburg Empire that lasted until the 20th century. In 1683, the Ottomans again tried to take Vienna, which was the easternmost major outpost of Western Christendom at the time. The Turks, under Mustafa Pasha, surrounded the city with an army of 90,000 men. All but a handful of Vienna's 80,000 people had escaped prior to the siege, but enough of its military had remained to hold off the Turks, at least for a while, even though they were outnumbered 20-1. The Turks could not get in, and the Viennese could not break out. After a two-month siege, a great battle to free the beleaguered city was fought on September 12th. The Ottomans were surprised by a relief force from Poland and Lithuania under the command of the King of Poland, John III Sobieski. As the Poles crossed the Danube, their 30,000-man army was joined by German troops from the Holy League, bringing the total number of Christian troops to about 85,000. As the Christians prepared for battle, they were attacked by the Turks at 4 a.m. on September 12th. The battle raged for 12 hours. John Sobieski held his cavalry back a safe distance, and the Turks believed that they were only facing infantry and artillery units. Mustafa Pasha was so confident of his success that he pulled back many of his troops to make a direct attack on the city's defenses. An hour later, the Turks were completely surprised by an attack of 20,000 cavalry. 3,000 of these men were the most elite mounted soldiers in the world. They were the Polish heavy lancers, known as the Winged Hussars. At the head of the charge was Sobieski himself. The Turk infantry broke before the onslaught of these magnificent horsemen. Many Turks believed that they were not men, but avenging angels sent to punish them. After 15,000 of the Ottomans had been killed or wounded and another 5,000 captured, the Turks fled Vienna, leaving all their cannons. Sobieski was quoted after the battle saying, "Venimus, venimus, Deus vincit." We came, we saw, God conquered. Vienna and the West were saved. But who were these cavalrymen, and why did the Turks fear them as angels? Both the men and their horses were heavily armored. Each horseman wore wings attached to his back and stabilized by mountings on their saddles, making each some 15 feet tall. As the hussars charged at full speed, the wings whistled and buzzed, and the tips clapped together, making an almost unearthly racket. These avenging angels were the greatest weapon against the superstitious Turks. They are honored today on the insignia of the Polish Air Force and their armored units. The name John Sobieski may not be known to many Americans, but he is honored and remembered by the Poles and the Austrians. He and his magnificent winged hussars saved Western civilization as we know it, riding forth in victory and reminding us today just how much history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He joins us every Tuesday morning for History Matters here on Red River Radio.